welcome to the Lancaster Happy Hour, where we connect people with our amazing community over our favorite beverages. Sponsored by the Chuck Hannebach team at Realty One Group Unlimited, we're excited that you're joining us today and can't wait to shake things up.
So today we're here with our friends from Move It Studio, Marie, last name?
Cleves Rothacker.
That is a mouthful.
It is.
And Megan.
Megan McLean. Megan O'Donnell McLean.
Awesome. And of course, Ryan's here with us from the team. So that's great. So thank you, ladies, first off, for being here. I love all the jewelry. I love the very vibrant colors. That's always very artsy. So lots of fun. So tell us, so Marie, you have Move It Studio. What brought that to existence?
Well, that's a long story, but we started about 10 years ago, so almost 10 years ago now.
Okay.
I was a dancer my whole life and grew up really seriously pursuing it as a career in the ballet world. And I think that the a lot of the way that people know about the ballet world is through Black Swan. I know that was like a while ago that the movie came out.
That,
but I always share the anecdote that when I watched Black Swan, I was like, that girl would never have made it in the professional world. She was so weak. Like, there's no way she would have gotten through the training and be in a professional company and be that sensitive.
Same thing.
So I know.
When you put his ballerinas to first one, it just didn't work.
This is what people don't realize about the ballet world. So, you know, there were a lot of like, there were some very beautiful and amazing things I got to do with that, pursuing ballet, but then there were also a lot of toxic things. So, through a lot of ups, downs, and arounds, in 2014, I had a friend who is a property developer and was like, hey, I have this space, it's already set up as a studio. Why don't you like start your own thing?
Okay.
And I had been teaching movement for a long time and teaching all around, developing my own bar method.
Okay.
And I thought, well, okay, this is, you know, let's see if this works. And really the whole philosophy behind Move It has been like, bring the joy of dance, bring the beauty, bring the strength and the way that it can empower you to our clients. So it's not, I kind of try to leave all of the other toxic stuff
outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you bring Megan in.
Yeah. She was one of the first teachers I hired.
I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Move It is started out as more like a bar class type piece. Can you describe what bar class is?
Yeah.
You know, for those of that don't know what it is,
I can describe it.
Yes. Yeah. Chuck comes to class.
I have come to a lot of the classes, and, you know, but how would you describe it from an owner, from an instructor? What would you guys both say?
Yeah.
Basically, it's just we borrow from how ballet dancers train themselves and we borrow the good stuff from it. And there's different styles of bar classes. What Marie so wonderfully trains her teachers to do is we choreograph each piece of music to often small repetition. That's a big concept of bar training, is to use small repetition and just do it.
Okay.
We also involve like some dance in the choreography. So musicality is a big part of the way Marie teaches us to teach bar, which kind of sets us apart from other bar studios. But all bar classes are going to offer you a very, 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 very intense toning class.
Mm-hmm.
But within the context of finding like your inner joy, your inner dancer is what we try to bring to it.
Okay, so as a previous gym owner, as a body pump instructor, you know, as a Zumba instructor, is there certification for the instructors in that bar world? Is that also a certification type class?
So it's a little bit different in the bar world. It's not standardized like, you know, ACE fitness trainer certification or Zumba. Like I did those two. I did Pilates teacher training and things.
Right.
There's yoga teacher trainings that have so many hours you have to acquire in order to be able to say, like, I'm an official certified RYT teacher. Bar doesn't really have like an overseeing body like that, which is a good thing and a bad thing. Like it's less quality control in some ways, but it also like allows people like me who, you know, had been doing some version of this their whole lives to be able to say, hey, I've got enough, you know, I needed some encouragement, but, you know, after completing a Pilates training, after doing Zumba, after kind of doing my whole life around ballet and dance, I was able to say, hey, I can develop my own thing based on what I think is missing kind of in the bar fitness world. Okay. And that's what I did. And then I developed a teacher training. So all of our teachers are trained in-house with the Move It Bar teacher training.
Mama Move It trains us all. Thank you.
So you do all the, training.
Yeah, I designed the curriculum and then,
Okay, so then if I would come to your bar studio and I went to a different bar studio, there would be different experiences. That's what I'm kind of hearing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. One thing that we bring that I think really sets us apart from other bar studios, and I've gone to lots of bar studios all over the world.
More than I have
And
ever.
It's always a great experience and a great workout. Mm-hmm. But Marie encourages us, each of us, to bring our own organic personality and our own style of dance and our own style of movement into choreographing each song.
Okay.
So it's very individualized, and our clients really, really respond well to that because we as instructors are all empowered to be our own organic self. So it therefore trickles down to inspiring the clients to be their own selves as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you came to my class, like you've taken Marianne's class times, if you took my class or Megan's class, you'd have a different experience, but it's all with the same principles being applied.
Yep. So there's consistency. If I take your class, am I going to be sore than with Marianne or
it
Megan?
It just depends. In a different way, probably.
It's probably in a different way.
That's what we hear from our clients.
Like, that's interesting.
When you come to Marie's class, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so sore tomorrow. And you are. When you come to my class, you're going to be so sore. When you go, it's a different, we all bring a different type of, it's just our own personality.
Right. Interesting. Yeah.
And dance background.
And what we, how we move.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really great.
So do you guys have different types of classes that you provide? Or are they kind of all under the same like bar classes?
Yeah.
Like, or do you have like different types of dance? Any type of, like what all do you provide?
We started off mostly when Marie opened the business as bar.
We were the first bar studio in the area.
That was Mama Move It. That was Marie Cleese Rothacker.
You can say that name.
But we were the first. Marie was the first. And it started, what worked then was mostly bar. Over the years, it has...
It's evolved quite a bit. The idea when I first started it was bar would be like the primary fitness, bar and Pilates, fitness classes that we would offer. So we only offered those. And then I always wanted to also have ways to connect to the local dance community because there's a pretty vibrant community of adults who still dance and want to perform and want to be able to take classes. So I thought, you know, the fitness part can kind of like bring in some funds so that we can support dance, local dancers by providing classes at a reasonable rate, by providing rehearsal space and things like that. So we've always had some version of a dance class on the schedule, whether it was ballet or modern.
Jazz.
We had tap for a little bit. And then kind of as, you know, everything shifted a few years ago, you may remember.
Oh, we did.
Just a smidge.
Just a smidge.
I don't really remember.
In 2020.
Yeah.
Well, it pretty much killed the fitness industry.
It decimated our industry.
Yeah. It did. Yeah. And especially boutique fitness because our whole philosophy was highly specialized and at a higher price point, right? Because it was like the Apple thing. It's like you can only get this product with us.
Yes.
You get really specialized experience that you can't get other places. And kind of what COVID did was it sort of made everybody be like, I don't even need to go anywhere. I can just work out at home, which is like, that's not a bad thing. But it was also like, I can work out for free at home, or I could work out, you know, Peloton. Like we can't compete with the huge brands. We're a tiny, you know, local micro business. Mm-hmm. So what I finally learned was, let's see what happens. Like basically we were kind of like throwing, you know, Jell-O at the wall a little bit there to try to figure out what would stick.
What people wanted.
And I was like, well, you know what we haven't done in a long time? We haven't like offered different kinds of classes. We really have kept, we had kept the focus on bar and Pilates, which was great. But we're like, let's see what happens. We also adjusted our pricing and lowered it to the lowest it had ever been, which was out of necessity. And we thought, okay, so we're now kind of going to flip our business model from being highly specialized and the most expensive to being not generalize because it's still all dance-based, right, the classes, but broaden our class type offerings and then lower the price. Right. And that has like worked out pretty well. So we also have a couple of yoga classes on the schedule. We have
bar stretch.
We use the little trampolines from Bar Bounce,
which is so fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
We still have Pilates, we have ballet, and then we brought in Jasmine Pantoja. She's an amazing gift to this community and wasn't teaching anywhere else. And she teaches salsa classes. She teaches hip hop.
Oh,
she
wow.
teaches salsa on two, which is a specific amazing. Kind of salsa that no one else in the area teaches.
Okay.
She came from the Bronx. She was trained with the best person who developed salsa on two.
Yeah.
So we're still trying to keep that same quality across the board with all of the classes we offer. But again, kind of adding a little bit more variety.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So with all that, because of what happened years ago, so like I always think like relationships are so important, especially for small business.
Yeah.
And like nurturing those relationships. So I'm sure you've had a lot of people that have been there for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you also have to make sure that you're treating everybody that's new to the studio, new to the dance world, you know, like their family, and bring them in, make them feel comfortable. And your teachers do a very good job of making people feel right at home and comfortable no matter who they are. Is that something that like you've passed down to them, that you kind of like make sure that's important, or is that something the teachers have just instilled in upon themselves to kind of like take that on?
I mean, that's a very good question. I think it's both. I think that Marie set the stage and created the business. And I think also, she manifested the right people. Like, it's all about love and empowerment and giving people joy. And Marie put out a lot of love and drew in a lot of really loving teachers. And it's
that,
both.
That care about.
We care. We care about. In, yeah. And we also care about the psychological, the deep psychological mental health benefits of dance-based fitness and dance.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I think we can all admit that everybody needs mental health help.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody. Yep. So that is what we all deeply believe in. And so that's why we really, I mean, you can tell as soon as you walk in the studio that we all believe in what Marie has started and what we're all doing, and that it can actually help save people's lives,
right,
which is hard that everybody, I get why everybody is staying at home working out,
because
we all got traumatized and we want to stay home.
And you're like, I can make this work. I can save a little money here by doing that. You know, it's all the
concerns. I can, you know, come to class with no makeup on and all those things. But there's some real problems with always working out at home. First of all, the instructor can't see you.
Yep.
It's not safe. We watch our clients to make sure they're performing the moves safely so no one gets hurt. And secondly, I can't express this enough, what we have at Marie's studio is a kinetic exchange of energy that all humans are missing right now.
Right.
And we are providing that along with the brain work and the community and the laughter. We laugh a lot.
The body work.
Well, I mean, really,
it's both, Brian. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's very true. I mean, in regards to the fact is, you know, the gym isn't experience anymore. You know, I just had a meeting with somebody this morning and we were talking about fitness and the gym industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, people don't go to the gym now to just lift weights or take a class.
Mm.
It really is about the camaraderie. It's about the connection. It's about the experience, you know? And so that's really important. And I know for myself coming into the class, you know, one of the things I think that I would like to get across for your studio is the fact that this is not just a female type of facility.
Right.
No.
Men can go take this. And actually we had the most recent client event party at your space, you know, and Ryan, I couldn't take it because I was suffering with plantar fasciitis. Ryan took the class, you know, it's very beneficial. Men don't realize it's a women's, it's not going to be hard, it's not going to be tough. And I can tell you, I have been, after taking my first class, I was very sore the next day. So I would just, you know, anybody that's listening to this is say, guys, try this. It's a whole different form of fitness it touches different muscles, aspects.
I've taken the class only a few times, but my ego kicked in the first time I took it.
That's usually the biggest barrier
for anybody, but particularly men or male identifying people.
It's hard.
And also it's like there's a lot of, I don't know if everybody realizes this, but most of like the national football teams have a ballet trainer.
Yes, I do know that.
It's cross training and Pilates. And mm-hmm. most high level male and female athletes use Pilates and dance as cross training.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would wish that more people in Lancaster would realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're for men, we're for women, we're for non-binary, we're for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's flip a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the studio, but let's talk about Maria and Megan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before being an instructor here at Movit, you were a teacher.
I was, yeah.
So
I was,
talk about that. How has that helped influence your part in this journey of your life?
Right. So I was a Montessori teacher for 31 years. I taught the primary class of Montessori, which is 3 to 6 year old children. I loved it. It was what I was kind of born to do. It was amazing. I did it for 31 years. It was the joy of my life. A lot of the same techniques. I mean, I always tell people this, like, this is why Marie chooses people very wisely and manifests the right teachers. Here's a secret. You really can't teach someone how to teach. It's usually organic. Mm-hmm. And if you're a teacher, you can transfer that ability to teach young children or adults. It's all what I've done in all of my careers in my 54 mm-hmm. years, which there have been many, is empower people. Okay. Empower people truly. I'm kind of known to push people, my little students who were 3, 5, and 6, and adults, just out of their comfort zone, just mm-hmm. enough in a really gentle kind mm-hmm. of
safe way
mm-hmm. way and inspiring way and kind of a little bit tricky, but not too tricky. I'm here to push people out of their comfort zone. And I use that technique that I use with young children, with adults as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Marie.
Yeah.
Besides the studio, you have something else that you do.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
So I have a full-time job as a donor services officer at the Lancaster County Community Foundation. And basically what I do there is I support community benefit organizations, different nonprofits who have endowments with the Community Foundation or are interested in opening endowments. I help them to figure out how they can kind of utilize this long-term giving financial tool to help, you know, sustain their operations and mm-hmm. Help them to achieve their mission better. And then I also support people who've decided to leave a legacy gift, write the Community Foundation into their will. So, my master's is in nonprofit administration. I pursued that because I've always been involved in nonprofits in one way, shape, or form, you know, similar to the teacher thing, like every, you know, whether it was church when I was younger, higher ed institutions, arts organizations, social service organizations, I just always was like, okay, I'm always going to be involved in a nonprofit in some way, shape, or form. So this would be a useful degree. And the joke I like to share is that this was, you know, I just started that job 2 years ago and it was really the job I wanted like 10 years ago. Well, 12 years ago now when I finished my master's degree, but nobody wanted to hire me then. They only wanted to hire me to teach dance.
Okay.
So if they would have hired me, you know, I did an interview at the Community Foundation at that point. But anyway, you know, if I would have gotten a job, like,
maybe
it probably
would have happened. Well, so the community actually benefited from the fact that you didn't have that opportunity.
Yes. That's fantastic. And now she
my
has
mental
it.
Health well. In it until I figured out what to do next. But yes, very good way.
How do you juggle all that?
Yeah, good question, Marie. Yeah. How do you juggle? And she has two young children as well. Two young children as well, Mama. Yes. Mama Moon does. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, okay, so the good thing and the bad thing about fitness and especially boutique fitness, it's not a gym. So we're not open all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're really only open around, you know, the hours that we have class. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I've never had to be at the studio from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. because we also have evening classes. So usually it would be like I would be there in the morning for a few hours
like
and then I'd be there in
schedule.
The evening.
Mm-hmm.
And during COVID, you know, we really cut out any additional staff support,
right?
You know, for safety reasons and budgetary reasons. So, you know, we kind of got used to running like a lean machine again.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like we starting over. It was like when we first started,
I think
I was
every
the
business
one kind of doing
did that.
And then starting over.
So I'm really lucky that I have people like Megan and Marianne, and you know, really everyone on staff on our teaching team. You know, most of them only teach for us a few hours a week, but they they carry the studio in a bigger way than just coming in and teaching, and right. leaving.
Mm-hmm. Because we all love it.
Yeah.
As we mentioned before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So they provide, you know, Megan does some desk work, helps with sauna appointments, mm-hmm. all of that, helps with ordering merchandise. Yep. I have Jasmine does a little bit of admin work. Like I have all a few people helping with little Marianne.
Right.
She helps me with my teacher training. So we're kind of, it's really how it was at the beginning.
Okay.
But balancing it, I don't know. I don't really know.
She makes it work.
Sometimes I do better than others.
She makes
it
work.
I don't know. It's I'm wearing clothes.
Good days and bad days. Good days and bad days.
She has mostly good days.
As your local real estate experts, we are excited to meet with you over our favorite beverages, bringing you the latest and most exciting information in Lancaster County. Our real estate careers have enabled us to know the ins and outs of our community. Our job is to not only assist buyers and sellers with their real estate needs, but to bring the community together in a unique and meaningful way. So grab your drink of choice and settle in as we talk all things Central PA. Follow us on social media or find us at www.chuckhonnebachteam.com.
So let's take work out of it,
mm-hmm.
both your other career and move at studio for both of you. What do you do or what do you like to do or enjoy in our community that's not work related? Like what makes you tick? If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've always been just a big social justice advocate and warrior. I was on the Lancaster City and Relations Commission board for many, many, many years. I think 9 years. I'm a big supporter of queer rights.
Okay.
I try to help out at the Loop in Lancaster, which is the Coalition Center, which is newly beautifully formed and it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I love just for fun going to the County Park pool in the summer.
Oh, wow.
I just love going and being in the hot weather. And I love the County Park pool. You can see like so many interesting people from Lancaster City. And I love just walking around Lancaster City and freaking talking to people.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
And downtown shopping, supporting local businesses.
Yeah.
You both mentioned shopping.
Yes.
In fact, you both
local shopping.
The same exact store.
Nicole Taylor Boutique.
I knew it.
Nicole Taylor, that's I mean, there's an amazing boutique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That girl is killing it in Lancaster City.
Yeah.
You know, her husband is killing it and really working hard. Yep. Which, you know, so kudos to them. They are doing
really well.
Interesting people to have.
I actually thought about it.
They would be great.
She's just
some real estate stuff too.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. She's becoming a really big real estate investor.
Of course.
You know, she's just a very dynamic person.
Yep.
You know, and it's really kind of helped that North Queen Street corridor come alive a little bit with her marketing and her marketing design.
And she's a Lancaster City girl, you know?
Yep, definitely. Yeah.
Is there any other shops in Lancaster County that you guys frequent? Or are you guys?
Well, I mean, Shop Move It, of course. That's another thing that's in flux, the downtown shopping district. And we could go on for 5 more hours about that. But I love Nicole Taylor Boutique. And I also love Telltale Dress. They do some vintage stuff.
Really good.
Really good.
And where's that?
There's lots of great places. It's right across from Nicole Taylor Boutique.
Okay.
There's lots of other great boutiques, but it's kind of
those are your favorites.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah. What about you, Marie?
I would probably say the same thing. Mm-hmm. We used to, one of our close friends, Tim Brown Chiatti, used to have a store. It was called Lush Bazaar and then Chiatti. And so we did some partnership things with them. Megan worked as a stylist there.
I was a fashion stylist there. And unfortunately.
I actually liked shopping there.
Yeah.
Because
they had men's stuff. They had great men's stuff.
I would buy shirts from there. And what I always liked was the fact is nobody else would see it because it's not like you go to a big box store where you have 10 or 12 of them. It was very limited amount that you would see. So I always liked that.
And she designed
and Tim Brown was doing the real thing. It was ethical fashion.
Yeah.
And it's very sad to me that she's no longer in Lancaster, but she still has her business and she's doing well.
Right.
But that was definitely one of our favorites.
Yeah, it was. We were there all the time. Yeah. That's why we were both like,
and I was the in-house stylist there for a while. And, but yeah, there's we're hoping that there's more new women of color who are encouraged and supported in running businesses in the Lancaster City District.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
that'd
be fun.
So where do you see Move It moving forward?
Hmm.
What
if what's your goals?
Yeah, what's your dream? Like with Move It. I mean, I love the base of this. I love what I'm hearing. I love the fact of how your what your mindset was when you started this and the fact of what it is, and also the fact of welcoming all communities, as you say, you know, the LGBTQ, that everything. I think having the community can be all invited and all be welcomed in your studio. Where is your goal moving forward?
I think, you know, it's really hard when you're like in the day-to-day grind to be able to think big picture, because so often we are still in the place where I'm like, okay, how are we going to pay this bill? How are we going to, and we still have some teachers who voluntarily, you know, have said, my teaching is my donation to the studio. So I think what a lot of people don't realize is not every small business got all of that free money. We were a little bit too small to be eligible for a lot of things because we don't have any employees.
Correct.
We only have independent contractors. So I think like for a long time, I didn't really think about much of the future other than just trying to survive.
The next day?
Yeah. It was day to day. And sometimes I'm in that phase. Lately, I have been able to envision a little bit more. I think one thing that we're exploring is like partnering with other boutique or yoga studios
classes. You did just partner with somebody, correct?
Yeah.
So do you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So when pre-pandemic, we had we had just opened up a second location in downtown Lancaster.
Right before the pandemic.
It was a big expansion. And prior to that, we had our primary location was in Manheim Township.
Okay.
There was a lot of opening and closing. We originally started downtown Lancaster. The building was sold. You know, this is what happens when you don't own your own property, people.
It's so true.
Let me know.
It's true.
Talk to these two.
No, it makes a huge difference, though. That's a perfect example. It was my whole business. And we're like, okay, I guess we're just moving up, you know, consolidating our efforts up in Manheim Township.
It's by real estate.
It's only 5.5 miles away, but you know how it is around here. It's like a different world, right?
Yeah.
So we had really, you know, built that up. We had built out an entirely equipped Pilates studio there. So the idea with that was we're going to have our Pilates focused studio up in Township with some bar classes, and downtown's really going to focus on dance and more of the creative aspect. Okay. And we'll still have fitness, but that was the idea. And then, you know, all that evaporated. So recently we were able to partner with a yoga studio that was right next door to us when we were in Manheim Township. Okay. And we always had a good relationship, and they're still there. And so we're doing heated bar and Pilates classes there. They are primarily a Bikram studio.
Okay.
So it's about 90-ish
degrees.
I've
always wanted heated bar and Pilates. It's been my dream.
And it's literally right. It's just kind of like a full circle moment because it's literally right next door.
Right. We looked at their studio. Yeah.
That's
like
amazing.
We looked at each other.
That's amazing.
So that's like, I think those are kind of like the glimmers of like, oh yeah, you know, not all of this has been wasted, because I think a lot of times you can get into the mentality of like, oh my God, I like spent, and I definitely was there for years probably. Like,
yeah, it was hard.
What did I do? Like, what decisions did I make? Right. Did I make all the wrong decisions? Did I invest all of this? My heart, mind, soul, blood, sweat, tears, all health, whatever, you know,
but
for no
you
reason.
Didn't. It just, things went crazy. Yeah.
Right.
And another thing, if I may just interrupt.
Sorry, I'm going to the negative because you did ask what is your vision? And I'm like, well, let me first tell you what my not vision is.
I think that the whole thing with, I've been teaching movement for 30 plus years in this community. So I know all the players, and our industry was decimated. People do not realize. Mm-hmm. I don't own a studio, so I speak more freely to it. Our industry was decimated by COVID, and we are all still struggling in Lancaster City to come back who are in that industry. Yep. And we are all, I believe, trying to do a really beautiful job of supporting each other. Mm-hmm. And the fact is we're going to have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have to support each other for us all to make it, or any of us to make it.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think Marie, if I'm being completely honest, has been the leader with all of that. And
that's awesome.
It's beautiful. It's important. We have to support each other.
No,
we want us all to succeed.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I think sometimes the goal is just to find a healthy normal. Like it's not like this big, you know, big picture. Right now it's just kind of like, I want to feel
good. Stabilize.
You know, and feel good. But that was kind of like the one thing I found like really interesting, because we sent out questionnaires beforehand, and one of the things you guys said about was the shopping. But one of the other things that was interesting was you guys put your proudest accomplishment was kind of overcoming barriers and overcoming some mental stuff.
But we answered these separately. Should all know.
But the other cool thing was you both followed up with the proudest accomplishment was your kids.
Yeah.
And
of course we did. That's so funny that we did the same thing.
I thought that was so cool because I'm like, you know, life is hard, you know, and you deal with a lot of stuff, especially you guys, even the small business, but just life in general so
life
hard.
Life is brutal.
And you always have to find the reason how to come out of that. Yeah. You're always looking for something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how much, I don't know if there's really a question there, but it's kind of like with your kids, how much does the having the kids there push you forward to kind of get you out of those like dark areas almost? Like
1,000%. Yeah. 1,000%. I've been pretty honest about it. About 2 years ago, I had had 3 years of so many traumas and tragedies, consecutive, unbelievable traumas and tragedies in my family and to myself. And for the first time in my life, I found myself in a very deep depression. I didn't understand what was happening.
That was pre-COVID.
It was kind of during COVID. And I must say what caused me to fight to save my own life was that my teenage son was still in the home and living there. And I had to get my shit together. Get my shit together. Oh, we can't swear at one time. Get my shit together to parent him. And so I worked really hard for a year in EMDR therapy. And it was hard. It's hard to save your own mental health when tragedy keeps knocking you down and you're deep in a mental health crisis. Yeah. But that is the thing I'm proudest of. And I did it directly. I mean, I love all the people in my life and I love my husband, but I did it directly because my son was still living in that house. Absolutely. And I couldn't allow everything I'd done to raise him the way I wanted to raise him to be ruined by a mental health crisis, which I think a lot of really strong people experienced in the last years.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Well, I would agree with you 100% because, you know, is in business, you know, and in a lot of ways, Megan, I look at you're kind of like the business partner with her in this Move It studio. Mm-hmm. There's the struggles of the success of a business. There's the struggle of keeping a successful family. There's the struggles of raising children. You have two young boys.
It's very hard.
It's very hard. And sometimes you feel like, okay, where am I letting down?
Yes.
You know, because we put so much pressure on ourselves in society for success, for, you know, because there's all the outside peer pressure that comes along with everything that we do or happens. So I can understand that. And we all have to find that way. And that's where I find exercise and things like that to be kind of my coping mechanism to help with that.
Yeah, so. And there's science like full circle behind that too, which is nice. Like I think, you know, now there's a lot of neuroscience being done around specifically dance-based fitness, but fitness in general and dance in general and the benefits that it can provide you.
Yeah.
I think like going back to Ryan's question, I think that we've all had to dig really deep.
Deep effing digging.
We won't say that word, but we'll say effing.
She's here to push us just a little bit.
Push us right
to
the edge.
She's like, you said I could say shit.
Don't give me an inch, I'll take a mile. No. But it's true.
No, it's very true.
And I think like, it's so interesting when I look back, we're all in this space now where I feel like I'm finally stabilized enough in the many areas of my life that I can kind of start to digest what all happened during all of that trauma that we experienced together.
Yep.
And I think like, I just have these memories of like, you know, we went virtual overnight. We were a small operation.
It was so hard.
You know, we did all of this. And I have these memories of my kids were 2 and 4 when pandemic hit. Rafa was still in diapers.
Yep.
And, you know, I was teaching from my house and they were jumping all over me.
Yeah.
And
it certainly
were. 6 a.m. I'm trying not to wake them up while I'm teaching virtually. And, you know, all this crazy.
It was crazy.
Well, I think your wife did the same thing when she taught virtually.
It was crazy.
Well, I think we all learned to adapt. And I think we, you know, first off, as negative as COVID was, I think it actually was a good push for us in a lot of other ways from
very good at turning things positive.
I think there was some positive things that came out of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of negative. I'm not going to discount. There was a lot of negative. You know, as you talked, mental health health crisis. Yeah. Some of the other things with business, you know, mm-hmm. destroying business. Yeah. I mean, that's been the biggest issue. Mm-hmm. But I think from the aspect of us looking outside the box,
yes.
you know, they told it really forced business owners such as yourself, yeah. such as myself, to look outside the norm and say, there are other ways.
Yes.
And other people are willing to adapt where we, I think as business owners, we're afraid that the community's not going to adapt
right.
to that.
Right. They're not going to follow our lead.
And they're not going to follow. And I think that that was probably the positive side mm-hmm. of it. So it's rather interesting.
It is right. interesting. And I think too, like, it's interesting to think of how, like, we did all that and we just did it, you know?
Yep.
And
yep.
I think... I know for me, I tend to be really hard on myself. And so I, you know, will focus on like, oh, well, I gained weight though, or I, you know, I still struggle with this or whatever. I didn't do that perfectly, whatever. And it's like, no, like I made it through that.
We all survived.
Yeah. Like, we all made it through.
We all survived. Yeah. So kudos to everybody in this room.
You know what I mean? But it's true. And that's a real
Absolutely.
Thing that we should all like give ourselves a moment
to
be
revel
like,
in it.
Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
We are stronger for it.
That's cool.
Even if sometimes we feel weak.
So Ryan has the last question for you.
Yeah, so we always end with this last question because we're trying to, you know, we want to talk about Lancaster County restaurants, but we're focusing on Lancaster County pizza places.
Mm.
So anywhere in Lancaster County. Mm. So we want to know, you can only pick one. Now, Marie,
I
saw yours.
Answer.
Yeah, you did give
Do
a clever
answer. Do I need
answer.
To give... We'll let you give the
first one, but then we have to give you the real one then.
Okay.
So
devilish.
So you get to choose one.
I thought of two as well.
The first episode we did with Chuck, and of course he gave me two, and
it's
he stuck with his two.
One.
It's hard to give one, but you have
okay,
to give
okay,
one.
Okay, really okay, hard. Okay, okay. If I have to give one, okay. If I have to give one, I'm going to say the new Luca Pizzeria. I mean,
there, yes.
It is expensive, I'm going to be honest, but damn, is it good.
It is. We actually, so every, the last Wednesday of every month, which today is the last Wednesday of February, we do a team happy hour outside.
Oh, nice.
And one of us was at the Luca Pizzeria. So that was fun.
They know what nice. They're doing.
Yeah. yeah.
They know
yeah.
what they're yeah. doing.
So you're going to say Luca.
If I have to choose.
Okay.
So you can give your first answer, but then we have
Go
to
ahead.
Give an actual.
So my first answer,
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Made me choke. Was my husband's homemade hand thrown in the patio Ooh. Pizza oven, homemade sauce, pizza.
Mm.
He just started doing that.
Wow.
That's a good
that
man.
That is my favorite.
Okay. That's very
Which
cute.
So let's go outside the house.
Well,
when hubby doesn't want to make you that pizza.
Well, that's not an option.
Who do you think's in charge in our marriages, you guys?
I have no doubt.
So, when you want to treat your husband, where do you want to go for pizza? Or where do you want to get pizza from?
Well, so I would say I do love Luca too. I think I have so many beautiful memories of both before Andrew and I had kids and after at the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that kale mushroom
is
like
so good.
A standard
it's so good.
For me. So I would say...
Fridge.
That. So just
that was my third on my list. The yeah. fridge so has great pizza.
Yeah. It's interesting because I love a very, very thin crust.
Yes.
So and that is one of the places that
you
I
can get
when, it. Which is interesting. When I'm hungry for pizza and I don't eat a lot of that kind of stuff, I always forget about it though.
Yes.
So don't forget.
I know. I have to. I have
you
to
have
get
that in your repertoire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Good answer.
Great answers. Thank you so
what
much
What are we
doing
for the second
here.
Hour?
And the third and the fourth?
Is there like an off cut that you're going to release
we'll
later?
Talk about it,
definitely.
Because we're here for
we'll
it.
Talk about the positive of COVID.
Sorry.
Like, no. Definitely. Love to have you back sometime. If you're ever doing a special event, we'd love to have you come back and talk about it. We can help you promote
thank
it.
You
but
so
thank
much.
You so much, ladies, for coming and joining us.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
Thank you so much, you guys. This was our pleasure.
Cool. Awesome.
Great job, everyone.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Lancaster Happy Hour. Subscribe to our podcast and stay up to date with all things Lancaster and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube or online at www.chuckhonnebachteam.com. If you have questions about a certain topic or a request for a feature, please submit all inquiries to chuck@hanebachteam.com. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, cheers.